I am Leonard Whitbey, and it's Tuesday, December the 17th, and here's your news at 8 a.m. The telecom data breach, which exposed over 600,000 clients' records, has drawn sharp criticism from high-profile leaders. Agriculture Minister Carl Herman Schletwein and PDM's leader McHenry Vanani questioned the need for companies to retain excessive personal data, citing vulnerabilities to cyber attacks. Activist Michael Amushelelo is pursuing legal avenues and demanding the resignation of telecom's CEO. Growing fears of breaches in government databases have underscored the urgent need for the country to strengthen its cybersecurity infrastructure. Spokesperson for the Namibia Green Hydrogen Program, Jonah Musheko, hailed this year as a landmark year for the sector. He highlighted the transition from concept to implementation with $3.6 billion in commitments and $1.6 billion already injected into the local economy. Musheko added this.
If you look at the High Ionosh Vela, they've installed about 42,000 solar panel pieces, and they were installed by SMEs, Namibian people. They had about over 60 companies that were doing their job. And that is the same duplicate, you know, approach to all other projects that we expect them to go online. So their skills are here. And where there is no skills that we need, we obviously have already started the conversation with institutions, training institutions in Namibia, on how best can they start already adjusting their training methodologies so that we will have people that are ready to participate in this industry.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says a national dialogue will be held next year to enable a conversation amongst citizens on shaping the country's future developmental path. On Monday, he delivered his official Recognition Day speech in Vredendal, Western Cape. A steering committee to coordinate the national dialogue process will be appointed. The leader says dialogue will strengthen and consolidate the process of social compacting, where different sectors and communities come together to find common solutions.
This national dialogue will give us an opportunity to address the challenges we've been facing for the past 15 years of low growth and unemployment, of poverty and hunger, of poor governance, slow land reform, and corruption.
Continentally, Reuters says a Human Rights Watch report indicates that women in Sudan's South Kordofan state have been subjected to repeated rape, and some have been held as sex slaves by fighters from the Rapid Support Forces and allied militias. The RSF, which has been engaged in a brutal 20-month conflict with Sudan's army, has denied accusations of widespread abuse during the war, which has displaced over 12 million people. To the U.S. now, where lawmakers are demanding answers following a spate of drone sightings across the country. President-elect Donald J. Trump told reporters on Monday the current administration is keeping people in suspense, accusing President Joseph Biden of secrecy. Sally Patterson is our reporter in New York.
The FBI and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security have deployed drone detection technology to areas where people have spotted flying objects. ABC News reported on Monday that infrared technology is being used in New York and New Jersey to try and work out if the drones are harmful, according to security sources. Over the weekend, New York Governor Kathy Hochul called for federal backup after saying the situation had gone too far. One airport in her state was forced to temporarily close its runways after a drone was seen in the area. And on Monday, Donald Trump told reporters the U.S. military knows what's going on, as does the president, but they don't want to tell people what's happening. However, he didn't confirm if he'd received a military briefing on sightings. Sally Patterson, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.